We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Experience the Summer of Heroes at Disney California Adventure Park, including the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. You win a four-pack of two-day park tickets. Boom. You got them. And then you're in the running for the grand prize. You fly with Vinny to the Disneyland Resort July 23rd with airfare on Alaska Airlines, a two-night hotel stay. Oh, you want to get qualified for this. You'll do it right now if you're calling number 97-800-400-3697. Another chance at noon and another one at 5.
I can't wait. I am frothing. For Disneyland.
We have so much fun stuff coming up.
I know.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Yep. All right, so that's happening. Call now for that. I've also got a few texts before we get to the movies reviews as the boys.
They're raring to go.
They are.
Yeah.
You might, never mind, I don't want to tell you. I mean, the 10-minute intro might, I mean, that you could have more time for
you
your
could.
Movie review if there was less intro. But,
happening.
You know, whatever. You guys do your thing.
We like it.
Again, 800-400-3697. I'm with Vinny. Eating is a pain in the ass. 408 says, I live 1 mile from the proposed Google campus at Diridon. I am holding on to my house and hope one day to have it be worth the Palo Alto home prices.
It may well be.
Yeah, hold on.
That is where you want to be. That's walking distance.
There is Amtrak, ACE, and Future BART.
Oh, nice.
Surface streets will be gridlocked, but SF prices may go down. Well, I think that's why they got that location, though, was because it's a mass transit hub, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're hoping there'll be a lot of those people won't be driving.
Right. Fingers crossed. Hopefully they're building plenty of parking, though, too. I mean, you get 20... all those acres, you just dig down.
Yeah. 20,000 jobs and 3,000 homes. We already can't move because of traffic. Lord help us.
Mm.
There's no doubt. Traffic is bad there.
Yep.
Caltrain, Amtrak, ACE trains all run through Diridon as well as San Jose's local light rail system. So it is a hub. That's where the A's stadium was going to go if they had come to San Jose. That's what they were holding on to that for. I'd forgotten about that. Sorry, A's. Mm. I mean, stoked for those A's fans who get to keep their team in Oakland, but.
At least they would have been moving somewhat locally.
Yeah.
As opposed to out of state.
Las Vegas. Uh, 707 says, is Corinne really a victim or were they both hammered and equally responsible for having drunk sex?
Let's call her a victim until it's shown otherwise. I mean, that's, you know, that's the thing. When someone is crying that they're a victim, I think you have to believe them. In your heart of hearts, you can believe whatever you want, but, you know, people get really upset. And it is one of the reasons real victims don't come forward, because they've seen what happens to people when they... Now, all their past behavior gets examined. It's hard to be a victim on many levels.
415 says, other people she hooked up with that day has no connection to sexual assault on someone who is unconscious or not aware of what's going on due to intoxication.
Agreed.
Her name is connected to sexual assault, too. Please be more aware of how you are portraying Corinne in your comments.
Well, you know, okay.
Yeah.
What air? Your air, Vinny. Watch out, he's coming for your job.
Who?
What?
What is this?
The guy.
Oh, DeMario Jackson. He wants to be an on-air person.
I had to ask that question because it's one of those jokes where someone just thinks, I'll just take a radio show.
Yeah, I'll just do a radio show. Those seem easy.
What?
They are easy. All right. Go for it, buddy.
Yep.
Maybe he'll be a on-air TV personality. Maybe go, that's what he means.
Again, go ahead. You go do that.
It's easy. Just walk in there and do your thing.
They hand those jobs out,
They do. They hand them out. And people,
especially these days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's so many of them.
We can't keep these positions filled. There's just always more jobs for radio people.
Love your passion for Game of Thrones, but I don't understand a single word. LOL.
Well, you should. You should watch it. You're depriving yourself. You're booing yourself.
415 says, I'm so happy to hear you guys talking about RPO.
What's RPO?
Radio Player One.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
Oh, God, that is so good. Such a good book.
Bachelor in Paradise says 925. That girl bragged about the hookup the next morning.
Oh. Well, look. Again, she's a victim. Let's just assume she's the victim.
Why is she on a dating show if she has a boyfriend, asks 415?
That is an interesting question.
Ask the same question.
I think she might want to be a TV star.
Please stop portraying Corinne as an instigator or a problem starter in this alleged assault. DeMario is the one who is the attacker and accuser.
Listen, it sounds like he was as drunk as she was.
You are sounding like you are blaming her for the situation. And that is why we don't trust victims in these scenarios, which is disgusting and wrong.
Agreed.
Wow, books like that scare me and make me not want to have a baby.
Oh, I know. God.
It's hairball. The future's bleak.
Right.
In Ready Player One.
It is not looking good for the human
race. What book
are
you talking about with stacks? It's Ready Player One. It's a book I'm reading, and Sarah's read it already and is rereading it now. Can you please stop ruining the book? I just ordered it.
No, we can't. In fact, I'm being really careful. Vinny's not too far, just a few chapters in, and I'm being really careful to not mention anything that has happened that he hasn't gotten to yet.
Heading over 17 and lost the radio signal.
Uh-oh.
Thank God for the radio.com app.
Radio.com.
I would have missed the news about Vinny's second baby. Congratulations.
I know. Congratulations,
there
Vinny.
Is no, that's not happening. That's Sarah's...
No.
Propaganda.
Listen, I just listen to what you say and draw my conclusions
right.
from that. That's all I can do is work off of what you say.
The
Vinny.
Only baby on the show is Bryn's baby.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's Hooman.
It's not dead.
We built this show. We built this show to make it. Show.
Never gets old.
I disagree.
Show to it's make
wonderful.
It out.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Nope. We'll do it live.
Suck.
Thing sucks.
Lick them. Suck.
All right.
Lindsay loves when she says that.
Look at her.
It's time. For the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week. And now, the movie review with a Persian and a Vietnamese dude.
Hooman.
And Bryn.
Oh, yeah.
Bryn.
Ah! Oh my god. There's still the News 10 thing to come.
Brought to you by News 10. Wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, News 10.
Bryn.
All right, everyone.
That's a full minute and 20 seconds.
Oh, did you time it?
No, but
we know these things. I know every once in a while on this show we mention local sports. I want to dedicate this movie.
Dedicate?
Yeah.
A dedication.
So the Summit Lacrosse Tournament happened over the weekend in Tahoe, and a group of 7th graders from the Bay Area known as Advance 2023 swept the competitors. They won their division.
Nice.
Congratulations to the lacrosse team. Advance 2023.
Lacrosse, you just don't hear enough about that.
You don't. And the fact that the Bay Area won, I thought, deserved a shout out. Hey, everyone. There are two other big movies coming out this week. Transformers, which doesn't really need a review because, you know, it's everywhere.
Every review I've read of that... Mm-hmm. Is that it is the worst movie ever made.
Oh,
of the
man.
Transformers?
Of the Transformers movie.
I didn't see it. I have no
idea.
I'm
sure they weren't screening it for critics.
Yeah. The other one, Sofia Coppola did a film called The Beguiled.
Oh.
And it's a remake. Clint Eastwood, I think it was his breaking role back in 1970. But it's her version of it. It's based on a book. And she won Best Director at the Cannes Film Festival. Anyway, that's coming out. It's Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell. Mm-hmm. We watched the trailer. It just looks so dark.
Oh.
Remember we watched it at your house?
Is that the one like
where it's like, what did you women do to me?
Yeah, it's like a house filled with women, and they seem to be some kind of religious sect, but maybe they're actually like witches or torturers or something.
Yeah.
That looks pretty good.
Does it?
To me it does.
Mm. You like dark.
I do. I like dark. I like scary. I like twisted.
All right, everyone.
Three words to describe Sarah.
Dark, scary, and twisted?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. There's other words.
Here's your review of The Big Sick, one of the darlings of Sundance, starring Kumail Nanjiani.
All right.
I'm sure about that.
The way I'm pronouncing it makes it sound Italian, and I know the guy's from Pakistan.
Nanjiani.
Nanjiani.
Dinesh.
Holly Hunter, Ray Romano, Zoe Kazan, we're going to talk about her in a little bit, and produced by Judd Apatow. God bless you,
bless you.
Sarah.
Thank you.
Amen. So in this film...
Wait, Bryn just dropped that he's Dinesh, but he's Dinesh from...
Silicon Valley.
Right. He's so funny.
So this film, for the most part, is the true story of Kumail. He's of Pakistani descent, and he's struggling to make it as a comedian while falling in love with a white American girl.
Oh, my God!
Named Emily.
Oh.
And then all the drama that ensues.
So it's his true life story.
It is.
Okay.
So there are so many amazing things to address in this film, Bryn. Mm. But I want to start with the fact that this film heavily addresses that a relationship between two people is not just a relationship between two people. It's a relationship between two families.
Mm. Uh-huh, honey.
And the idea that you shouldn't only consider someone if you like them, but you also have to consider so much more. You have to consider your family's feelings on both sides. Is this something you had to think about with Anita?
No, because I was a lot older, but yes, I did think about that as I was growing up. In a very traditional family, yes.
Be honest, because how long did you date Anita before you finally had dinner with her dad?
Well, her parents are very traditional, so I didn't want to meet them because I was scared.
And she's Chinese and you're Vietnamese?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not too much of a cultural difference, and I think we're both pretty Americanized.
Would they have preferred her to marry a Chinese guy?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your parents, too?
That's their first language. My parents... I would think so, but they're so used to us being so Americanized and, you know, on the run all the time. Like, we were just terrible kids growing up. We're all good now, but...
You guys all turned out. You're amazing.
We're all over the place.
But how long, Bryn, before you sat down and had dinner?
It took me a good 10 years to finally meet them. And,
10 years you were dating
myself.
Her?
10 years, well, and he finally had dinner with the family.
I dated her when I was 19.
Oh, that's right, and then you broke up for a while.
We broke up for a few
years. I thought this film did a great job addressing that. You know, you always see in romantic comedies and romantic dramas just the two people trying to work things out. But that's just one aspect. I mean, you got to get through all the family stuff, too.
This is a lot more realistic, yes.
A lot more realistic. Because there is Thanksgiving, there is Christmas, there is the 4th of July.
They keep coming around.
Groundhog Day.
Birthdays, anniversaries.
So, Bryn, you know Kumail from Silicon Valley. What's his name again?
Dinesh.
That's right. And is he basically a one-trick pony, or did you see something surprising in this performance in The Big Sick?
He's definitely not a one-trick pony. He's still like the goofy Dinesh that I know, but... He did have, like, this movie was super sad. Like, the majority of the time, I was, like, bummed out because there's something that happens to the chick that I'm like, oh, man, this is so dark. And, you know, you're hoping for a happy ending, which I'm not going to say if it was or not. But, it was it really hit home for me. It was super sad and happy at the same time. So,
All right, let's talk about Zoe Kazan. I don't know this girl at all. If you watch The Walker, anyone watch that?
The Walker?
Or
no.
Bored to Death?
No.
That's where this girl's from.
Are those movies or TV
those
shows?
Those are TV shows. She was in Fractured. She was in Revolutionary Road. But she's always had these kind of bit parts. And she's the co-star of this. I was so impressed by this girl. There's a moment in the film where she realizes that her boyfriend's family will never accept her. And I just felt like, if there's an Academy Award winning moment in this movie, it's this. She just breaks down and she just lays into him and she's so misled and your heart just breaks for this girl.
Really? Your heart broke?
Because you love them together. You love them together in this movie.
That's how I felt when that happened and she broke down. But I thought Hooman was happy. He was like, joys of marriage, this is why I'm single.
And I'm just like, whispering to you.
He's celebrating over there.
It's a default setting. You know?
I'm over there about to cry, and he's like, you know, two hands in the air.
Pom-poms. Champagne poppers.
He's just so jazz glad
hands.
He doesn't have
jazz hands. Yeah. Exactly. Top hat.
Well, Bryn, let's compare this movie to a few other romantic comedies, and you can tell me if this is better. Is The Big Sick better than Notting Hill?
Man, that movie's old. I don't remember too much about it.
I love Notting Hill.
I liked that movie a lot. It's different. Just so different.
How about Pretty Woman?
Oh, man. I'd say it's on the level of Pretty Woman. But Pretty Woman was like, it wasn't super religious and, you know, it didn't dig deep.
It didn't, no.
Yeah,
You didn't have to
this
find out.
This is realer than those.
This is like real life, especially for me. And I would think for Hooman as well.
What about My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Is it better than that?
I like that movie.
I know, me too.
I just can't compare the two.
How about Titanic?
I loved Titanic so much, but I also loved this movie.
How about Love Actually?
Sarah, that's her movie. I don't remember very
much. There's no better movies than that. This one's worse.
You should watch this movie, though, and you can
decide for yourself. Sounds
great. You would love
great.
It. I think you'd like it a lot. I have a question for you, though.
Yes,
being from Iran, I was wondering,
Iran.
You know, I'm sure your mom had expectations for you your religion, and you know, you're an immigrant. I was wondering, how did you empathize with this film? And you're in radio, which is not expected from your
culture. Yeah,
culture. Well, why aren't you a doctor?
If you're Persian, you got to be a doctor, engineer, or a lawyer. Or a dentist.
Dentist.
I did empathize. I mean, you know, every once in a while, all my aunts will be at someone's house, and I'll end up there, and like the videos will start coming out, and they'll be like, "Hey, what do you think of this girl? The VHS tapes?
Are you kidding me?
No,
they have VHS tapes of women that they would
love to set me up with.
Oh,
yeah." I mean, it's been a long time, but I remember them popping in a VHS tape, and this girl is just dancing in front of the camera for like 4 minutes, and we're all just watching this girl dance. And they're like, "What do you think? What do you think of her dancing? What do you think of her hair? Her dancing?"
Was she like specifically looking for a husband fix up?
Well, not just a husband, an American husband. Mm. America.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I did empathize because there are so many moments where, you know, Kumal is at his house and there's some random chick showing up and having dinner with him and his family over and over.
Oh.
My mom is trying so hard to set him up. It's adorable.
Is it?
Is he playing himself and his name is Kumal in this and he's just playing?
Yes.
He's playing his true life story. Him and his wife wrote this film.
Oh, is Zoe
his wife isn't his wife in real life.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, so he does wind up marrying the...
Well,
that's
we don't
good.
Want to. Well, you know. Yeah, we're going to give away the whole thing. Please don't read it to all of us.
It sounds like that's what it is.
Please keep that on the DL. You know.
Did your mom ever try to set you up?
She had to.
The mom.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's definitely suggested, you know, let's go over in so-and-so's house. You know, you can hang out with her daughter.
Oh, Luke decided to drop in tonight for dinner.
Yeah.
That was
weird.
That was a line in the movie that kept on
coming up.
What was it?
Look who decided to drop in
for dinner every Sunday night.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Who can that be?
I wonder who that is.
Sum it all up, let me just say. Relationships are messy and complicated, and this film addresses it in a really realistic, sincere way. I found it really relatable. Even if you aren't in a relationship, you're going to be like, oh, I'm not in a relationship. I just wanted I want to tip my hat to Zoe again. Such an amazing performance. I love that girl. I loved her in this movie. It's 98.
What's her last name?
Kazan. K-A-Z-A-N.
And she plays Emily, the
wife.
The girlfriend.
The girlfriend, wife. But don't
She's
read
so
it.
Charming.
Don't read into what I just said. 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh. Well deserved. I'm going to give it. I wrote 4.25, but I'm just going to raise it to 4.5.
Wow.
Persian
wow.
Row.
The name of the movie is The Big Sick, because we haven't mentioned that for a while.
I 100% agree with Hooman on all that. You know, I think the best part about this is that it shows a culture that you're not used to seeing. Just like, you know, you guys found out that I slept with my whole family in one bed. And it's like a nugget that you go, oh, my God, people do that in real life. It's crazy.
Right.
I was going to give it 4, but I'm giving it 4.5 because afterwards I found out it's a true story. And I'm like, I love it that much more. It's great.
Both highly recommend it.
Wow. Yeah. 4.5 from both of you for The Big Sick. Good job, guys. What are you reviewing next week?
Well, next week is an interesting week. We're at Fairmont.
Oh, right.
We got a couple weeks off.
Right.
So we'll see you in July.
All right.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Brandon Hooman, what a wonderful job
Thank
you did on
you.
Today's
the movie review. You know what I really loved the most was that last Brin. He gets me every time. Every single
When's
time.
When's that going to happen? I'll wait for it. I'll keep waiting for it.
Brin.
Yeah, it is amazing. Hey, more chances to get qualified to go to Disneyland with Vinny coming up throughout the day
wait,
today.
You guys. Please listen and join us. I'm bringing the whole family. It's going to be so fun.
We've also got Coldplay in Paris, so there's lots of chances to qualify for that. Your next chance at that's coming up at 11. Have a great day, and the next time we see you, it's going to be Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.